life. You alone bring life to love. You alone bring love. You alone bring love. You alone bring life. Make our hearts your home. Make our hearts your home. We worship you, walking in love. We worship you, oh God. May our hearts be true, walking in love.
Yes, Lord. We talked on Sunday morning about what it means to glorify God with our lives. The word glorify means to remove every hindrance that prevents the revealing of the true worth and beauty of something. And the interesting thing is that God is the one that removes those hindrances in our lives. Thank goodness it didn't wait for us to do it, or it would probably not get done, because many times we don't even know what they are. But what happens is we come close to Him and we yield to Him. He works in us. First thing He does is He shows us that He's where the life comes from. We waste an awful lot of energy trying to get life out of stuff that doesn't have life in it. And He gets us to rely upon the work of His Spirit in our lives and not upon our own merit or our own efforts. And then, just as a natural fruit of our intimacy with Him, lo and behold, He starts changing us. I still like those lyrics of Gloria Gaither's song that says, I'm not what I want to be, and I'm not what I'm going to be, but thank God I'm not what I was. You know? And I love that He's willing to work on me and make me into somebody that can bring glory to Him. Because that's what I want with my life. And that is the work of craftsmanship that He's doing. He's working in us, maybe to teach us to trust Him, because we say we do. We say He's trustworthy, and then we act like He isn't. And so He works in our lives to teach us that He's trustworthy, so that our words match up with our life. In Hebrews, it talks about running this race that's set before us, and it says, lay aside all of the weights and the sins that so easily entangle, indicating that the weights might not be sins. There's a lot of good stuff that's a weight in our lives. Somebody pointed out to me that in the days that Paul wrote that, used that athletic metaphor, he says in the Olympics they ran naked. Glad they still don't do that. But he said when you're running naked, anything can be a weight. That's another way that God glorifies Himself in our lives. Remember we talked once about pruning. And I mean, I've gone through times in my life where I'm standing in at this big pile of branches laying all around me, and I just, you know, and I'm feeling like there's nothing left. And any of you that have ever had fruit trees know that that's not necessarily true, because sometimes that one thing that's left is going to grow the most abundant fruit, and that's the way God prunes, so that more energy goes into fewer areas, so that His Spirit is able to produce better and more abundant fruit. And that's also how He glorifies Himself in our lives. All He asks me to do is not fight Him and yield to Him, man. And then He comforts me and say, no, you know, it's okay. That big pile of branches there, that's all right. Not mad at you. We're just kind of trimming down here so that more energy can go where it belongs. And, Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up into heaven, and He shall lift yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift already demonstrated His attentions and intentions towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It says in His word. And you don't send your own son to die for somebody if you plan on bailing out on him when they don't get it right. He made a massive commitment. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is even now at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us that He bought. He bought us, and now He's praying for us.
Scars will still remain.
In love, oh God,
faithful and true.
Faithful and true. Oh God, you are my God, and I love you. Oh God, awesome and gentle in love. Oh God, you are my God, and I love you. Oh God, full of faithful and true. Oh God, you are my God, and I love you. Oh God, you are my
resting in your word that tells us that you finish what you start and that it is your work to complete it. And we thank you for teaching us to trust you, Lord, even when we misunderstand what's going on and falsely accuse you and prematurely freak out, and all those things that we do, Lord. We just thank you that you love us enough to disregard those kind of panic attacks and just keep working in our lives to prove your faithfulness. We love you for that, Lord. Keep your lovely face ever before my eyes. This is my prayer. Make it my strong desire, and in my secret heart, no other your lovely face ever before my eyes. Keep your lovely face ever before my eyes. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. Make it my strong desire. Make it my secret heart, and in my secret heart, no other love competes. No other love competes. No rival throne survives.